Corey, what's up?
How's it going?
Good.
Okay. I got you.
Steelers team had a
I'm back.
This is the best draft. I've been doing this for 30 years. This is the deepest draft that I've ever seen. We have 32 teams. We're all different. Personal interview is huge. How they handle sessions like this is huge. It's an educated guess. You know, when you're 8-8, nothing was right. And we have to go back and, you know, look at everything we did, and we've done that, and we'll continue to do that. Part of their career is at stake, I guess, with this event, but it's not as big as a big moment in the game.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Nice, Kevin.
Right.
Good to see you.
Yep.
Thanks, Bert.
No problem.
When you have the top pick, I've never been in that predicament. Never want to be, but, you know, when you are, I'm sure it's a tough decision because everybody has one favorite guy.
Yep.
Player, not just to Davion Finley, but as an example, if there's a work ethic issue, how much of that question can a guy answer here?
Kevin Colbert of the Pittsburgh Steelers, you've been coming to these combines for so many years, and you've always been great in being very positive.
If we do take an underclassman that we feel he is ready for that, that's going to be part of this process. Because in the fall, if you don't know a player's coming out and you don't pay attention to them. Fall practice at a college, you have to be respectful that these kids aren't draft eligible and you really can't watch them. You're looking for a guy that can cover and somebody that'll tackle. I don't think that's unique to us. Whether it's more zone, more man, I think, you know, it's the old adage I learned from Coach Shula a long time ago. When you got red paint, paint your barn red.
It's been almost 2 months since the end of the regular season. How long did it take you to get over missing the playoffs by a whisker?
You have to recover from it quickly so that you can begin this process and so that you're not in that situation next year.
Two straight seasons now without playoff appearances for the Steelers, which is an aberration, and that's a testament to the team's history.
It's very upsetting, but again, it's our own doing, so it's up to us to undo it. I think if you look back on the start of our season when we were 0-4, at that point we're accepting less than the best, and I never want to stand for that.